Hello, everybody, and welcome to Not Worst Movies Ever Month. Thank fuck.
Thank God that your terrible, awful, horrible piece of shit idea is finally over.
Hey, all of these things are my terrible, horrible piece of shit ideas.
And
actually, you can blame.
I have to point out that Worst Movies Ever Month was worse than Twilight Month.
But we wouldn't,
the fuck,
we
dude?
Wouldn't do this if we wouldn't do this if somebody hadn't suggested that we do movie commentaries.
Oh, yeah, because I suggested the general idea that we do movie commentaries, and then maybe suggested that we do theme months, it's my fault that you decided to do Worst Movies Ever Month a mere month after Twilight Month.
Not even a month, immediately after Twilight Month. Oh, no, wait, yeah, it is a month after.
Yeah, there was Mel Brooks Month. Did you forget about Mel Brooks Month?
Yeah, I forgot about a lot of things. But anyway,
like, I had a great theme month. Cabin in the Woods month. Fucking awesome.
Yeah. But anyway, welcome to another thing that will hopefully be fucking awesome. Resident Evil month. Ah!
I haven't seen two of these movies, so...
I have seen all of these movies.
I ain't seen
and
one of them.
They are pretty bad, but they are a really fun and awesome kind of bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so so today, let's watch Resident Evil, the original one for 2002, starring Mila Jovovich as the character who has yet to make her way into a video game, which I'm actually surprised about.
They're doing that on purpose. They want to make a clear definition that these are separate from the games. There are movies based on the games. Like, there are movies that fit into the game universe. They star the game characters. They're animated.
Yeah. They're bad.
They're necessarily bad. They're all right.
Horrible dubbing, stupid zombie shit, just really weird, uncanny valley CG work. Like the hair. Hair is weird. Anyway. Yeah, so I'm the dead manager of today. As always, we have Bovey Wan.
I feel because you mentioned sniffing before the show, I'm going to get self-conscious and end up sniffing more.
And the Star Child.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, I don't either, dude. Yeah, so anyway, like I said, we're watching the original Resident Evil from 2002. We had the movie paused at 14 seconds as far as the Screen Gem logo goes away. So you hit play, then we should go into text of a bunch more companies that didn't get logos. Because Screen Gem hates everybody's. I don't fucking know why. Anyway, you guys ready?
Ready.
Yep. And as always, we're watching the Sofia C Media Player. So, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Text.
Constantine Davis. Yeah, Constantine and Davis didn't deserve logos. But Umbrella does.
Of course, they're fucking Umbrella.
Confidential report, subject, the events leading to the incident in Raccoon City.
It's so confidential.
Way to spoil the next movie, man!
Ooh, what?
What the fuck is this? Dude, did you give us a fucked up audio version?
Second audio.
Okay, it's got multiple audio. This is like, what fucking language is this?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Russian. Resident Evil!
Woo!
For two movies, kind of based off the Resident Evil games, and then three more based on nothing. And everything. This isn't ominous at all.
Well, they've already spoiled the second movie, so we're off to... Banner
start. They just said there's an incident at Raccoon City. They didn't say what happened at Raccoon City.
I'm pretty sure the audience can put two and two together.
Okay, is the back of
actually
this,
they
like,
probably can't.
Okay, so is like the back of this like containment facility like leading to utter darkness? Excuse me, what the hell is like? It's like hey, black, 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 black science.
Now, sub-basement. And through this door on the left, you find the Eternal Abyss. Don't go in there.
Yeah.
It's not included on the tour.
We mainly use it for storage and disposal of trash and toxic waste.
And piss poor employees.
Guys, yeah. We came through the fourth wall, okay? Simple.
Yeah, you see, the shit we do here is really illegal, so we can't really fire anybody. We just send them into the abyss. Okay, who left the asshole in charge of the deadly virus? Dave.
Dave's not here, man.
And now everybody's fucked. Nothing can go wrong here. Wait, what? Why is
Well, the... that's what lids are for, jackass.
Why do they have it outside? Like, I know it's underground, but do they really need an outside to keep you from going crazy?
Well, what the fuck is yes.
I'm guessing that wasn't just like a matte backdrop. Like, they just had like a like giant canvas of some city. They actually made a hologram of it. Ah, Dick.
By the way, what they don't tell you is the fact that the new CEO of Umbrella Corporations 2 weeks earlier, Mr. Burns. Excellent. Release the hounds.
Yeah, but then he gets supplanted by Albert Wesker. Who's even more evil because he has superpowers. Why is that lady staring at the guy?
Yeah, everything's normal. It's not like there's a homicidal AI controlling the whole facility.
Yeah. It's not like we drown our employees.
Protect the science!
Yeah. And he's still spilling coffee everywhere!
Oh shit! We're being taken over by Skrillex.
When the drop hits, you'll know.
Oh shit, they're getting ready to send us to the abyss.
Wait, Umbrella has two logos. They had the top of the umbrella, and they also had like a U with an umbrella in the space in between the U.
What's wrong with the homicidal AI? You're all wearing white clothes.
Wait.
And it's trying to get some content for the internet.
Wait, it's a sealed room. How did the virus get out?
Through the ventilation shaft.
So it's a
sealed
terribly
room.
Terribly sealed room.
Except
so it's
for
a sealed
vents.
Room with a great ventilation shaft.
That seems like a flawed system.
Yes.
Methinks that the air is shut off in the event of a contagion.
Woo! You think it would take less energy to, you know, drop the thing instead of rising it to the ceiling really fast? Oh, look, the drop hit! Actually, this is to build up to the drop.
I expect you to put some,
And what's even worse is the elevator's giving them a countdown to their death.
I'm not that good at post work. You can do it if you want, but...
Well, just cut out the part where I say I expect you to put some dubstep in here in post and put dubstep there.
Wait, what? Why do they have... What?
Death gas? Corporate... Because.
Like you said, they can't fire them.
Oxygen? Are they venting the oxygen, or do they just have death sprinklers?
They have death gas.
They do have death sprinklers.
Yeah.
Like you said, they can't fire any employees. They gotta come up with some way to get rid of them.
I guess the Red Queen's subroutine of GLaDOS.
Damn, this recession's hitting us hard. We had to kill half our staff.
Somebody is lacking a morality core.
Yeah. Ah, oh, fuck.
All right, we need to corrupt this bitch. Find me the Space Corps, the Action Corps. Now I'm just thinking of how much better these movies would be if they were, like, connected to Portal. Yeah, you could clearly fit through there.
Yes. Like most scientists, she has a collapsible skeleton. You're gonna have to push. Just pop my shoulder out of place.
So, I'm wondering why the Red Queen does this. Just to fuck with them?
Yep.
Like, when the subroutine of Kill All Employees gets activated, she's like, I might as well have some fun with it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're gonna kill everybody, why not have some fun?
Why just neurotoxin everybody?
Yeah,
he psychs them out and then decapitate them with an elevator.
Yeah. You know, she realized that neurotoxining everybody just wasn't as fun as she thought it would be, so why not fuck around the elevator? Hey kids, it's Lilo Dallas Multipass! Now I'm just wondering what would happen if Bruce Willis was in this movie.
It would be far more awesome.
Yeah, just make it an actual full-on sequel to Fifth Element. Lilo Dallas is fully integrated into the human population. Then she gets mind-wiped.
But they go back in time and she gets mind-wiped and...
Actually, recession
You've
hits.
You've lost cosmic. Me, man. You've lost me. Recession.
Yeah, the recession hits. The future collapses and then goes back to 2002. You'd level architecture and technology. That's what the evil did. It sent everyone back to the early 2000s. Oh, the horror.
Early 2000s. Bush was president, so yeah, that does sound evil.
Yeah.
back in the dark days of the empire.
Enjoy a war with the Middle East now! Ah! Looks like someone's husband beats her.
Looks like someone's likes it rough.
Oh, nipple.
I never get it when movies do that. They just have a really, really quick nipple slip in them. It's like,
yeah, like, like
what
a half
was the point? What did that contribute to your movie?
It's to pique your interest.
Yeah, it's keep rating PG-13, but it's keep rating PG-13, but still have nudity in it.
I'm pretty sure this movie wasn't PG-13, by the way.
I don't fucking care. Ooh, trees. Oh. Apparently Mila Jovovich is left-handed. I did not know that. Oh god, so much white! Just boring, fucking guns!
That'll keep perverts out of her lingerie drawer.
Semi-automatic assault rifle... Pajama pants.
Wow, that is shitty resolution.
It was so nice of someone to lay out clothing for her, but no undergarments.
Yeah, where'd the boots come from?
Yeah, but let's face it, with her small of boobs, she doesn't need to wear a bra.
Yeah. I think we're talking about the bottom.
Oh. Going commando is just as natural as wiping your ass with birch bark.
You don't wipe your ass with birch bark. Birch bark, it's fire starter. Use fern leaves.
Or fuck use toilet that. Paper.
Use an owl.
Rabbits are far softer. And squirrels are just that little bit bristly, so they really get in there and give you a good clean.
They're really good for flossing.
Who the fuck lives in a house like that?
Obviously, her.
I mean, like, honestly, houses don't work like that. I don't care how rich you are.
Who left out the stripper boots?
Those aren't nearly tall enough to be stripper boots.
That's exactly what I was about to say. And instead I have to say, you know, all right, who let Mila Jovovich into Hulk Hogan's closet?
Well, I'll tell you something, brother. I love it when really skinny chicks go raffling through my shit. Oh no, it's the dogs! Oh no, wait, it's explosives. Just. No explanation, just. Dudes. Fuck it. Dudes and some Marilyn Manson sound and music.
And her dress is just randomly falling off.
Yep, and. It seems like a bad place to put your secret switch to access your secret underground facility. Behind a light switch.
We have to keep the male audience interested.
Yeah. Because clearly, dudes with guns doesn't. Yes. I am talking way too nonchalantly to be able to, I'm acting. Yeah. Hey, it's a black guy. I expect you to die.
I expect them all to die.
Michelle Rodriguez! Woo!
I feel like my audio is kind of out of sync. Nope. I guess Michelle Rodriguez just doesn't know how to move her mouth to match her words.
Yeah.
I mean, it is possible. It just makes your enunciation go all to shit.
I'm actually thinking of something. Why is everything covered in plastic?
Because she's from a Jewish family. You keep plastic on all the furniture, it keeps it nice and fresh.
Yeah, I definitely want that giant bronze angel statue to be nice and fresh. But with all the use it gets, people sitting on it. And yeah, a train, okay.
See, everybody has a train in their basement.
There are two umbrella logo there are two umbrella company logos.
Yeah, just keep it to one logo and have a white variant. That's what we do.
Brand recognition. It's like why have a symbol of your company and then actually have an entire name of your company with some fancy thing done to it with an umbrella? This confuses people. They won't know which one's the right one. What you got there, Michelle? Oh, it's a flashlight.
Oh, you know, just some foreshadowing.
A flashlight with a mouth grip built into it.
No, that's just how she got her role on this movie.
She just had a flashlight with a mouth grip built on it?
No.
I know what you're going for. I'm still wondering why that. I'm still wondering if that there actually are flashlights that have mouth grips built onto it.
Yeah, they're engineer flashlights.
That motherfucking flashlight is 13 inches long, and she just made it look like 3. That's why she got the role.
Come on, Michelle Rodriguez isn't that bad.
No, in fact, she's quite good at what she does.
I don't mean that.
The blowjob jokes just keep coming.
Ha!
Fellatio.
What train has a bomb door?
This fucking train!
All I'll do is blow itself up. How rich is Umbrella?
They have all the money. Or they just have a very good credit card.
Oh, this guy's gonna die so hard.
I don't even think we're gonna get time to learn his name.
I don't think we're gonna get time to learn anybody's name. Except Alice and Cop Guy. Oh, Michelle Rodriguez. Wow, her flashbacks have a really choppy frame rate.
Wow. You know what? Generally, if you've got people undercover, you want to make it pretty hard to figure it out.
Yeah. Engraving the name of your company into your fucking ring is not a good idea. I don't fucking know. I got so crunk last night.
I have the strange sensation that we've seen each other naked.
You may be right.
Although it is a cover marriage, it is possible that it's cold and sexless.
Yeah, you may be gay. You don't know.
That's about the only way that marriage is staying cold and sexless.
Or Alice is just a really big bitch. Wait, isn't like the fist up supposed to mean stop moving?
No, actually, that's, bring up a machine gun. Although they quite frequently use it to symbolize stop. It's an error.
Okay, well, the thing is, the guy did, you know, the movie stop moving sign, and nobody stopped moving. Like, seriously, the black guy did the thing, and then, like, the people carrying, like, the thing, people carrying the box behind him kept moving. The people behind them kept moving.
It's because they lack discipline.
Yes. Now, the spinning exposition shot.
AKA the trailer shot. Although you may have had real sex, we don't know. Actually, we do. We watch you on the camera all the time. Shit is awkward.
We have, like, there are like 27 cameras in the entire house. Half of them are in the shower.
I mean, like, it's really clear to tell that he's pretty vanilla, but you're into the kinky shit.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't even leave those boots out for you. You just had those.
You stole them from Hulk Hogan.
Oh, Hulk Hogan stole them from you. That looks really cost inefficient. Like, seriously, how much money are they actually bringing in order to afford this? I'm not wondering, like, how much
Infinity
they're worth.
Infinity billion dollars.
We can bring it up.
Seriously, there's not that much money in the world to make it worthwhile to build a facility like that.
I have to wonder, with all of these secret facilities, how are they getting money fronted to them by a bank without any legitimate collateral?
Because, woo! Albert Wesker is just that magical. Lasting anything up to 4 hours. So you could pretty conceivably be out for like 20 seconds and be fine. That guy's lying. So you're saying this place was attacked? Okay. I was going to wonder, like, so are they going to throw a torch in there or find a light switch or what? Nope. A single guy with night vision goggle.
Night vision monocle.
Yes, I'm quiet. He's the sophisticated
like
soldier.
A sir.
I'm surprised he's not on just like a stick like opera glasses.
Quite. Yes, I managed to turn on the motion sensor light.
Yeah.
Everyone be proud of me.
Yeah, and I also turned on the stereo system to make it sound like there are things happening out this window. Do you think that window like gets darker as the day goes on to simulate time passing? A really flat view that has nothing happening in it. Yes, trust the elevator shaft. It always works.
So I understand all the corpses being gone, but what about, like, that head? Where'd the head go?
I'm pretty sure this is a different floor.
I'm pretty sure they cleaned up.
Who?
The zombies.
These guys.
But we've seen them the whole time.
Have you
really? They were hours unaccounted for. That's plenty of time to clean up all those dead bodies.
Yeah, and when it showed
when they weren't in the facility.
But there were five. When they showed like the actual schematic of the hive, it showed two other entry points beside the train. So they could have conceivably gone down there, cleaned up, left, then gone over to the train. You know, they had gas masks on. It gets pretty bad. Probably not a very smart idea to fill these things up with iced tea. Exposition, away! Wait. Anywhere up to 4 hours they could have been unconscious. So that means that after the attack, the Red Queen waited. She waited, like the facility waited an hour to gas these two. It's like, attack, everyone's dying, let's chill for an hour. Then gas.
And then, people soup!
Man.
It will flow out like a fountain.
Okay, so they did do it.
Okay, yeah, they did it. And she remembers it from a third-person perspective. So obviously they filmed it.
Yeah. Either that or she has like an out-of-body experience every time she has sex.
She asks you if he remembers before while thinking about having sex. So she wants to know if the sex was good for him, too.
Yeah. We did go a little hard on my ass, but, you know, it was fun otherwise. Look at this fucking guy.
That guy has some douchey hair.
Who put Daniel Vince. Tosh in this movie?
Vince! That's the true evil.
He's eternal enemy, Vince!
Vince! A vent killed his family. God, this movie's great. It's so bad, but it's so good. What if it tastes like chicken? It just kind of looks like dirty chicken noodle soup. Oh God, jump cut! you think it was actually a person, or like they made like a statue, made like the figurine of a person that just had workable eyes and hand?
No, they hired a person who knew how to hold their breath for a real long time.
Gave them a hose of air to suck on. That's what they do.
Yeah, they made sure to make it, I think, green so that they could actually, you know, not see it. Just make it green, we'll get rid of it in CG and post.
Too bad one of her male co-stars tried to use his penis.
Yeah. What? Really? The corporation that has a giant underground facility to do shady business shit in science might have lied. That's really keeping it tight.
Yes, fanning out like that is exactly what he meant.
He's probably just thinking to himself, damn it, people, I said keep it tight! And where'd that giant box go? Okay, who's taking a piss inside one of the freezer tanks? So this is where the McDonald's meat comes from.
Oh!
Fucking shut up. If one person's going to look at me today, damn it, it's going to be you! You really don't.
You don't, because you weren't there. You just remember fucking that dude.
Yeah. You're not husband. Why are there giant spikes sticking off of it? It's underground. Oh, this scene. Yes, this scene. I hope it's this scene. So look an asshole like I did those other movies that I called
so much
on.
So much time is spent with her just like looking into things.
Aw, yeah.
I like to look in windows.
That was a needly ominous zoom in on his face.
Now, let's everyone go into this hallway at once. I'm sure it won't go badly at all.
Yes. Well, to be fair, they don't send everyone in.
Nope, just the black guy.
Well, the black guy and one lady. And some other asshole. With a giant stick.
But you notice how the black guy gets sent first?
Oh, God.
He's also the one in charge.
Yeah. The one in charge never goes in first. You know, delegate, motherfucker. If I've learned one thing running this site, is that you can always shirk your responsibility to anybody.
If I learned one thing as a military officer, it was delegate and then disappear.
Yeah, it's like, hey, bro, do this. I have to go urinate.
See a man about a horse.
Yes. You have to go see a man about something. That's the excuse for everything.
I also learned that if you walk around with a clipboard with a blank piece of paper and point at it hard enough and stare at it, people will leave you alone.
They think you're doing something.
I've seen this hallway before. You didn't really have anything chess-like to do. You opened a door. Evil security camera. We call it the ugly stick.
It probably would have been a good idea for black guy here to go through the door first.
Yeah. It'd also be a good idea to, you know, not explain your plans to destroy the homicidal maniac in the facility run by the homicidal maniac. You're not trying very hard. Is that Chris's?
Someone was too slow. Someone didn't understand the words "get down." Where the fuck's the blood?
It cauterized it.
That was not at neck level, and that cut is at an angle.
She
jumped.
She bent back. She jumped and leant back.
It should have cut her off at the forehead.
Because she was doing this. Yeah.
Ah! Brilliant.
Now fuck you, black... fuck you, laser, I'm the black guy. Oh, this is gonna be great.
Fuck you.
And it's great that he just, like, in ready stance, and it's like... His ready stance is like, oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh.
It's almost as good as the scene... It's almost as good as the scene from Cube. You couldn't have done that 10 seconds earlier, asshole. Wait, do what?
You're seriously telling us to go into this homicidal hallway that just killed everybody else?
Yes. And keep in mind, the electric charge thing was in that hallway when the grid happened.
It's okay, it's laser-proof.
Says
the label. The bag is laser-proof, too.
The Black and Decker...
As are dead
laser-proof
things.
Laser-proof ugly stick.
Anything that's dead is laser-proof.
What did you think that was? Like, honestly. You're in there because you're afraid of lasers. And
a laser hand.
Oh my god, the lasers!
It's a laser head!
They've gained human form! The living laser is now...
It's been so long since I've watched this movie, I didn't realize how much is wrong with it. This is awesome!
This movie's great! It's fucking stupid, but it's great. And also, how did that thing hack the door?
No, it's a transmitter so that Buddy there could hack the door.
Would have a big-ass screen on it.
Because this is 2002. Everything had a big-ass screen on it.
Yeah, that's why it kind of looks like a D3. Yeah, now I should pull up my wrist computer. Hello? Wrist computer solve everything.
See, if this
everything.
Movie was made today, he'd have an iPhone.
Yeah.
No, he'd have an iPad to do this kind of stuff.
No, you could do this shit with an iPhone. An iPhone is actually one of the best hacking devices you can have. Although, I can hack wireless networks with a Nintendo DS. Shh.
Well, actually, he'd have like an iPhone, like, he'd have an iPhone, but it's like strapped to one of those like wrist things that joggers wear to listen to their iPods when they're jogging.
Oh my dear lord, I saw the stupidest thing. They're releasing these pants that hold your iPhone in them.
Hey, what?
In the leg.
No, I don't want to kill you. Should try to deceive us.
You just killed a bunch of people. This is not a good negotiating standpoint. That is okay. So poorly rendered.
Yeah, that was terrible. I guess it didn't put a lot of like their special effects budget into making the Red Queen look good. Oh fuck, that's not good.
Keep in mind too, that was a trailer shot.
Yeah, and why did they go in sequence like that? Like, wouldn't they have? Like, if the power went out, wouldn't it all just shut down at once? Like, wouldn't it all just go environment unstable? for everything at once?
It would, but that wouldn't look as cool.
It wouldn't be as ominous. Oh my god, the chicken soup's running everywhere.
And when the power is gone, the facility defaults to using its remaining power to open the doors.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I have to correct you, dead man. It is not chicken soup. It is scientist soup.
It's potato potato. Scientist
consommé.
Yes, that's what a motherboard looks like.
Yeah, that's a totally safe way to clean your fucking nails.
She's badass.
No, she's not. She's a dumb bitch.
She thinks she's badass. She's Michelle Rodriguez. Do they not think to get out of the room where every single one of the giant tanks turned red?
Of course not.
That'd be sensible.
Yeah, everything about Umbrella's security protocols seems terrible to me.
Everything about Umbrella's company seems terrible to me. Seriously, let's spend a bunch of money so we can kill everyone in the world that could possibly give us more money so that we can then spend more money. Like, believe me, as this movie goes on, it'll get retarded. Nah, you don't. Why does she sound like she's seven? Oh, Christ! It's one of them damn bambos!
Wow, what bad zombie voice.
Yep. Doesn't look like she took a chunk out.
Looks like he added some fake blood to your hand.
Yeah. Shoot her in the dick.
Not only does that not work for zombies, that comment made no sense.
I don't know.
Well, shit!
Why would you go for the leg again?
Because maybe the other leg would work.
Oh, yeah, because ammo efficiency is not going to be a good idea here. Let's go full auto on a single person. At very close range.
Yeah. Let's go full auto. That will totally blow her off her feet and send her flying back multiple feet. Totally fucking chill about all this. Just, hey, what's up? Okay, shoot her in the head. Everyone dies. She didn't fall right there. She was thrown right there. Because, you know, SMGs have such a big kick to them.
Apparently she took a zombie jump.
Yeah. Is that Chris's blood? They're dead. You think that'd be the first thing you say? Hey, what's the shooting all about? Everyone else is dead. Lasers! Okay, is it the... Is it Pyramid Head? Oh, no, it's...
Wrong movie.
Well...
Why? Zombies don't have the mental fortitude to use weapons.
Well, in the original Night of the Living Dead, they kind of did.
I think the axe is just there.
Wow,
for the sound.
That looked...
That was bad.
That, yeah. 2002 zombie effects.
Okay, so the not husband. He looks... He's bothering me because he almost looks like Harry Dresden.
He really isn't.
I know he isn't. He just almost looks like him. And it bugs me.
Because
I think, like, you know what would be awesome? Having Harry Dresden in this movie. Not the actor, the character.
Yeah.
Just zombies, I'm a magic them.
Yeah. Just, I'm hit them with my
boomstick. With a drumstick and a hockey stick.
Like, I'm hit them with my boomstick. But you have a shotgun? No, I have a stick that goes boom.
No, I have a hockey stick. And yeah. It goes boom.
Yeah, just hits it off, hits against the ground, and everything explodes. Is that for
you can't neglect to say that's a hockey stick, because nothing's more awesome than a wizard who uses a hockey stick as his staff.
Yeah. And the most recent comics is just regular stick.
Well, that's dumb.
Yeah. I hope he at least has a drumstick for a wand. Yes, environment's stable, so it explodes.
Stable environments explode all the time, don't you know? I mean, this room I'm in, it could explode at any second.
Yes. Explosions reveal that you're a traitor. And look at the fucker on fire! And he has really
See,
shit
See, I wouldn't have this guy's
off.
Problem because I always have handcuff keys on me. Like, I have a handcuff key just on my keychain. Oh, way to go, jackass!
Yeah. Now quickly crawl away from the really, really greasy zombie. Yes. We lost the others, as in, something happened and we just decided to leave them. Jeez, that guy is greasy. So is he!
He's fucking greasy. He is greasy.
Look at his fingers, dude. They're so fucking... He, like, run them through that zombie's hair before he did this?
Sometimes it is okay to gently caress a zombie.
Yeah. As long as they have no jaw.
Well, now you're on fucking fire.
Pants on fire.
Wait, that's not a... You would not have been able to put out that pants fire like that. Just, I'm going to lightly smack it and it's going to go away.
Well, it is zombie fire. One thing I would love to see is, like the movie... You know, like those... Like, it was a moment that happened a little while ago, like, when the guy was like, I'm fucking trying, but the guy was, like, freaking out for cacking it. What I'd like to see is... What I'd like to see is a movie where the guy actually says, like, where the guy's, like, freaking out about, like, hacking. And it's like, how the fuck are you gonna fucking take? And the guy just, like, fucking stops hacking. It's like, you think it's so easy? You fucking do it!
Well, that backfired real quick.
Yep. Oh, God, zombies! So many zombies!
And they haven't tried shooting in the head even fucking once.
Nope. El Sheldon Rodriguez has already been bitten twice. So go back into more zombies.
Look, Eminem!
Yeah. He lost himself.
That's what happens when you start hanging out with the wrong crowd, man.
Yeah. Wow,
Zombified.
That looks terrible. That was so bad.
Oh God!
Wow.
My God!
Wow.
I'm so glad we're doing this. I forgot how terrible this movie was.
This movie has not aged well.
But do you want to know what's funny? Back in the day, this was considered state of the art.
Yeah, dude.
I know. There was a time when I watched this, I'm like, wow, this is good for special effects. And then, no. No.
No, you were wrong.
Like, no. No.
Yeah, I was pretty young when I saw this. That was, what, 10 years ago? So I was 11?
Like 11 years ago.
Oh, like 11 years ago. So I would have been 10 when this movie came out.
Well, 10 to 11 years ago, yeah. I would have been like 9 or 10 when this came out.
So I was pretty young, so my idea of what a good movie was pretty skewed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when I was really young, I liked The Phantom Menace.
Ooh.
Yeah, then my brain developed and I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
At least you never liked Attack of the Clones.
No, I always hated that one.
Yep. That's what happens. That water was spraying for 5 hours and it just filled the room to knee height.
Oh, it's because they opened up all the doors. But so now the door wasn't open. Everywhere. Was it?
No, it wasn't. The door was still closed.
But it showed the door opening.
Yeah, it showed all the water coming out.
Of a different room.
Hey, look. More zombie foreshadowing.
Dog. Yeah. Zombie dogs.
In case we haven't foreshadowed the zombie dogs enough, you know, that all-time favorite enemy from the game, they're zombie dogs.
We had the shot with the dogs. We had the fucking hallway. We have this.
Now, one thing I did hear is that because of the makeup they did on these dogs, they were really hard to work with.
Yeah, I can see that. But as we get later on in the fucking Resident Evil series movies, we'll see what they eventually do with dogs.
It's not rape them, is it?
Nope. It's CG.
Yeah,
because I can go along with pretty much anything in a movie, but bestiality, I draw the line at.
Skinless dogs. His head seems way smaller than it should be for that body.
Not really skinless, because once again, it's all makeup.
They're supposed to be skinless. Seriously, the makeup in that first shot added like another couple inches to the body size of that dog, so his head looked really tiny. Oh God. No, not black guy. Wah-ha! Multipass, so motherfucker.
Apparently her father is Chuck Norris.
Yeah. Wait, you're just remembering that since you are security operatives, you may have martial arts training?
You know what would have been a good thing for her to remember? The codes to the fucking gun cabinet.
Yes.
And to take some guns.
Yes. Stab in the head first, then get the gun. This can only lead to one inevitable conclusion. Dogs.
Zombie dog!
Yeah, of course. Wait, you see that
coming? And note, she wielded that gun like a moron.
Oh God, more dogs! So many goddamn dogs.
I can see why this makeup would make them angry.
Yes. The dog was still lunging at her it was still alive. Wait, were those shells labeled umbrella?
Yep.
Wow, these people are in everything. What? Wait, did that window already break?
Yes, it did. Oh my God, continuity!
So the dog broke through the window, and was then locked in the room somehow. Before gunning through a vent to get to her, and was then kicked through the same window that he broke through earlier.
Oh God, this movie is
awesome. I love this movie. And where the fuck did this guy go? I'm just rolling.
He's investigating.
Yeah. I'm investigating.
All he really wants is a Twinkie.
I'm a police officer.
Little known fact, beginning story of Tallahassee.
Fuck no! You expect me to believe Tallahassee ever looked like that? No.
Fuck no, dude. Tallahassee would never have that hair or that shirt.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
She's dead.
Yes. Her card was on this desk. This must be her desk. Not, you know, somebody else's.
Like she would carry her. Not like she would carry her card on her.
Yeah. Throw up the horns, bro! What
No, no, that's not zombie behavior. A proper zombie would keep hitting the glass. It would not understand why it can't get through.
Yeah. You keep hitting the glass, and then you keep hitting the glass for a couple hours, and then it would pick up like a heavy object and then start hitting the glass with that. That's how original zombies work. That's how it worked in Night of the Living Dead. Night of the Living Dead, they were all pounding on like the boarded up windows.
Then, yes, but those were not viral zombies.
How do you know?
Because if you, I believe if A, you read the comics, and B, it's mentioned in the movie that people are rising from their graves, therefore not viral zombies.
And then if you're bitten, you get infected and change.
Yeah, they're almost like viral zombies, but they're not technically viral zombies. This, Walking Dead, viral zombies.
Yeah, in The Walking Dead, if you die, you come back as a zombie.
Yeah, that's because everyone's infected. It's just that the bites kill you. I'm not going to get deep into the zombie lore, but Night of the Living Dead was obviously the best initial zombie movie, but didn't quite have their lore perfected.
This isn't how the fucking lore perfected, because these guys, they start out like this, but then eventually, as you get like later on in the series, they start using fucking guns, giant axes, chainsaws. The humans become skinless dogs, kind of. It's weird. Well, if they can do this...
Clearly they are above the law.
Or at least above like this universe's law, but maybe not be above like some other plane of existence's laws.
Umbrella Corporation. Our mission statement is to help promote childhood literacy with early childhood toys.
Yeah. And then
we
kill
failed.
Everyone. It's like, remember, if your child fails to learn how to read, we kill everyone you know. With zombies!
Take that, Sylvan Learning Center.
Wait, what? Yes, you're a good brother. You sent your sister into a death trap to try to prove that Umbrella was evil. There's a lot of legal consequences.
Wow, that's real specific.
Yeah. It's like, well, it's based on neuroscience. Smuggle out a sample of a deadly, deadly virus. Zombies, dude. Have you not been paying attention for the last 20 minutes?
That makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah. I'm guessing...
Yes, because everyone wants a virus that will wipe out humanity.
Yeah.
I don't care how good a negotiator you are, no one's going to believe that you're going to use it, because it'd be fucking stupid to use it.
Yeah. Wait, what? The heat sensors show two heat signatures running toward that door. And then three of them came
through
the door.
Zombies don't give up heat. No. Just the two.
Doesn't the husband go through the door?
No. He was on the other side of the door.
Okay then. It was just my confusion. Yeah, and I know zombies don't get enough heat signatures, dude. They're dead. They don't have body heat. Yes. Well, not really burying you so much as sealing you down there.
And of course, they risked that to kill an AI that could do no damage because there was nobody else to kill.
Yes.
once again, your security protocols are terrible.
Well, I'm guessing Umbrella,
you need to think of fixing your staff here.
Well, I'm guessing Umbrella is, like, evil, like, still completely evil at this point, so, like, she just sent these people down there to spread the infection, kind of, or something. They're stupid. Yes, hard drives.
No, a motherboard.
Motherboard, I don't fucking care.
A motherboard that's about the size of a full computer.
Yes. That didn't happen last time. Zombies, bitch.
She's a bit quiet for coming through so many speakers.
Yeah.
I don't care about her exposition anyways. She's just saying fucking zombies and shit.
She's saying, T-virus, T-virus, bad.
False! Wrong science, you... The homicidal robotic bitch, the hair and fingernails do not continue to grow. The skin recedes, causing them to appear to grow.
Yeah. Even I knew that. Oh, hi, hand. Where'd you come from?
I don't know why so many zombie movies feel the need to explain to us what zombies are. We get it. Just say... This virus makes zombies.
Timing!
Or do anything else that destroys their brain or removes their head.
Yeah, like hit it with a cricket bat.
Cricket bats are good.
Yeah. Environment. Do you think they actually had to program in that accent?
Yes. In what environment is it better to not be fucking airborne?
Underwater? Okay, let's shoot her in the head. And away. Well, we actually hit the button. Did she show them that door? Did they... what?
I don't know. Well, thanks. It's not like sending the person who's already infected and is more heavily armed is a better idea.
Yeah. What? So the subterranean facility has underground tunnels. What?
Just go with it, bro.
You want me to bite you, motherfucker?
Actually, that'd be a really good threat in her situation.
And wait.
It's like, shut up or I'll bite you.
That was those were some really conveniently arm-sized holes in that grating.
And what's with the frame rate dropping every time she punches something?
Because fuck you, it's awesome. Washroom, washroom.
It's like they're trying to do that slow-down, speed-up punch thing, but...
But before it was perfected.
So, yeah.
So the solution is to just drop frames.
It just kind of starts to look like shit.
Yeah. It looks like the video is having problems loading. Like someone scratched the DVD or something. How about you, you know, do something. Like, break that. Do that, yeah. Just go Sonya Blade and all their asses.
I'm just looking at this and, you know, you could say the zombies themselves are completely unmotivated, but the actors playing the zombies, they got to see a lot of upper skirt.
Oh, yeah. It's the one day when she forgets to put on underwear.
That she just happens to be jumping up and, like, killing people with her vagina.
Yeah. It's like...
Careful now, she's got him in the pussy lock. She has him in the pussy lock.
Good lord, Michelle Rodriguez, stop getting
she
bitten.
She's there to get bitten, like...
She's she has bitten a fetish three goddamn something. Times. Four.
You know what? Some of them are pretty gored up, but a lot of these zombies don't look very zombie.
No, they don't.
Like, some of them are still just acting like regular dudes.
Yeah.
We get it. I think we should just bitten.
I think we should just call her Lays. Like the potato chips. Bet you can't have just one. Zombies.
Yes, you're totally fine after being bitten four goddamn times. Twice in the same spot! They're not vampires.
Well, apparently they think they're vampires.
Good God. Wait, that's the wrong... Was that... I think that was the wrong side of the wrong leg, where he was holding.
You know, it's funny. I think he's turning faster than Michelle Rodriguez, and he got bitten once.
Yeah, in the leg. She was bitten twice in the hand, once in the arm, and once in the fucking neck.
She should be dying of blood loss.
Yeah.
Fuck the infection.
How many more times is she going to get bit before this movie's out?
I don't know,
but I feel like we should have a bite counter going, except this is an audio-only thing.
Yeah.
I say the next time we watch this, we make a Michelle Rodriguez drinking game.
Yeah. Every time she gets bitten.
Or yells at someone.
or be an idiot.
He's dead, let him go, he was cannon fodder from the beginning.
Yeah. Wait, you didn't...
What fucking physics was that?
I don't know!
Apparently she learned how to fly!
Yeah. Well, I mean, she is an Umbrella Project. And you'll get to see what happens with her. Can they give me the gun? That did not sound like a gun. Yes, keep going on to that thing that will totally cut you off from the rest of us. Don't you have, like, less than an hour?
And there's pretty much no point in saving infected people.
Yeah, and considering, like, they're
going
time,
to die.
I throw my shells at you. Ha ha! Well, not yet. Just wait until I got my TK. We'll be fine. Just give me a minute. I'll go get my clone army. Everything will be fine.
Mm. So I'm pretty sure they're going to have to shoot Michelle Rodriguez before she gets bitten again.
All right, man. $5 says there's one more bite left in her.
That was a delayed reaction on that shot. What? Yeah. Yes. Fuck the coward's way. I want to die. I want to die by being eaten.
I said, I bet you $5 she has one more bite left in her, and then you shook on it. We'll make it a coffee, though. I bet you a coffee. Sounds better than $5.
Okay, is that blacklight? See, that's the door that burst open. I'm pretty sure that's the door that burst open.
I do have a suspicion that this guy's crotch is about to glow extremely white with semen.
No, that was happening. Her face would be all white, too.
And you thought the fellatio jokes were over.
They shall never be over! That's no prods. Blowjob jokes is 2010.
And she just finished one.
Yeah, that was some oddly white vomit. That bullet wound on his forehead is terrible.
Yeah.
Michelle and Rodriguez. Kind of
and kind of indistinguishable from other wound he has in his face.
I mean, like, it's a gunshot wound and it has no depth.
They use low velocity rounds. Really low velocity rounds.
So basically they're shooting large BBs.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure you're going to get laid anyways. Because I'm pretty sure those two are pretty willing to Eiffel Tower you.
They're going to make a sandwich. I mean, do you really want an Eiffel Tower with a mouthful of leftover vomit?
Would you really want to make something called a sandwich with zombies on the loose?
Point taken. What? What? What?
Pointless flashbacks!
She's flashing back to her visit to the aquarium.
She's flashing back to a point where she shouldn't be flashing back to because it didn't think it ever said she went down to the facility. What? So wait, they're injecting bunnies with the T-virus? What? Is that the original
zombie formation? Bunny? Oh god, zombie bunnies!
It's the original formation of the bows.
And those bunnies, one of them went on to star in Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
is there a rabbit?
Not once you're actually zombified.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's like a point of no return. You want her at like X percent infection. And she's already pretty far down there. She's gotta be like in the mid-80s.
She's at like XXX percent infected. Get it? Like porn.
Yep. I am so surprised. See, you can tell I'm so surprised by the dull surprise on my face. I'm so surprised. I'm so angry and emotive. He's terrible.
It's something about you can't not be able to handle it, too.
Yeah, I don't know the truth because I can't handle it. This is some pretty bass drum heavy music for I'm trying to open a door.
It's almost like German techno.
They did actually have some German industrial. There was like a couple bars from a Rammstein song while they were going down the stairs.
This movie's made today be nothing but just be wobble bass right now.
Yeah, it'd be fucking dubstep all the time.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll see that as we go on through the 2 through 5.
I remember a lot of dubstep in the latter movies. Stop dropping frames!
This seems to be their stylizing effect.
That doesn't seem like a very long-range mic. Today, all of our dreams come true as I kill everyone you know! Ah, ha, 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 ha. Yes. Don't leave the room or have any protective equipment when the thing breaks. Just fuck it. Yeah, you have the antivirus. It's all coming together! Ah!
Yeah.
Why was it cutting frames and then went back to regular motion to show the door closing? What the fuck? The editor of this movie needs to be shot. Did you really think you'd get to that gun before he can? Like, seriously, you had to run across a room in water and jump. He had to go, boom. Dull surprise.
Gene Wilder could have done it.
Yeah, but he's not Gene Wilder. She's not Gene Wilder, now is she?
No, no, she isn't.
Why couldn't she have roundhouse kicked him in the head?
Because she didn't want to show him her vagina again. If you betray her, you don't get to see the vagina.
You haven't earned my vagina.
You lost your vagina privileges. He is acting. See, looky, you can tell he's he's having an emotion. I don't know what it is, but he's having one.
So they both remembered at the same time.
Emote, you fuck!
Look scared. Look concerned. Look angry. Look something!
Scientists! You guys can't tell he has an accent. But he's desperately trying to hide.
Because we haven't heard it throughout most of the movie, but we heard it a bit there.
Yeah, computer. Wait, that shouldn't have done anything. You shoot a zombie in the gut, he just keeps coming.
So yeah, I think he's got a bit of a, what, like a Boston accent, maybe?
I'm pretty sure he's British.
Try to hide that. Ah, British? Maybe.
Yeah, he's in The Following, and he has a British accent in that show.
Okay, maybe just when he tries to hide his British accent, he ends up sounding Boston-y.
Sounding really bad Bostonian. Fuck your jacket. He's worse than Kristen Stewart. Oh, I bet you have.
That seems like a pretty obvious spot to have not been checked.
Yeah. And this is just something that hopefully, I'm wondering if you guys will notice, but this is I'm pretty sure this is actually the only movie that uses this injection mechanism for injecting the virus in anyone.
Yeah, everyone else, they have the gun.
Yeah, they have like the hex. They have like the hex injector.
And at no point do you have to heroin addict your arm.
Yeah. Look, he actually looks like a heroin. Like, come on, give me a, what do you need me to fix? Need me a fix? Like, he's bleeding his sweat all over his face. And hey, a liquor.
A terribly rendered liquor.
Yes.
Well, I didn't know Gene Simmons was in this movie.
I'm pretty sure the liquor in the original game looked better than that.
It really did.
Oh, good God! That is horrendous!
Mind you, that thing does still look better than Gene Simmons.
Everything looks better than Gene Simmons. Clearly. Ah, Christ. Yes, fresh DNA that's been affected by the T-virus. Because you're already too far gone. Come on. Not for you. Wait, why did she pick up the axe?
To say fuck it.
She picked up the axe to give up. Strip. As you rightfully shouldn't. She is too far gone. Well, thank you, Michelle Rodriguez, for agreeing with me.
Good, now do it. Do the smart thing and kill her.
Yes. Emote, you fuck! Well, hey, practical effects.
That almost looked like scared. Nope, it's gone.
Yes. She sounds like someone from fucking Hostel. Hostel, just like hanging out, just watching. It's like, come on, kill her now. Let me finish. Seriously, that's it? You broke a TV screen. So that caused the circus to flip and her to die.
No, what? Someone else pushed the button.
Well, timing. Okay. You're still not dead. Wait. Where did he go? Like the liquor. It showed...
I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, God. Zool.
Yeah. Zool, motherfucker, Zool. Oh, yeah. Techno. Listen to that drum beat. That is a lot of blood for very small wounds.
Shut up. You know he was viciously mauled.
He even... Dude, the... That guy even fucking walks like a zombie. Take his head off.
Make sure he doesn't come back.
Yeah.
What's the point of those balances?
Science.
What's with the blue contacts? Come on, guys.
Science.
Makes no sense.
It's science. Shut up.
Oh,
That would have
that
taken
was not
off.
A good one-liner.
Yeah. Falling batteries to power, turbines to speed. Yes, leave your fake engagement, leave your fake wedding ring behind. Ah, that'll show them. This dead zombie. How about inject the guy not almost dead?
Well, if they're going to test it on someone, test it on the one who's going to die first.
But then the results will be, then it'll fail because she's already dead. Now kiss me, you
fool. Bullshit.
Okay, they are doing it to him. And not in a vein.
Who needs a fucking vein?
They just did it in between veins. She dead.
Aw, Lay's potato chip is dead.
Didn't even get one more bite in her.
I'm not calling this one yet. Although, I don't know, I might owe Star Child a coffee.
By the way, what's with the pipes?
Trains.
Just need to carry. They just need to carry a net full of pipes in the middle of them.
Yep. Counterbalance.
It's federal law.
That is a load-bearing net. It's a load-bearing net.
Then why did you say something, bitch?
Because fuck you. We need attention.
Dead man totally called that.
Liquor. Oh, you're dead. Everybody gets to die. Whee!
So, watching this movie, it makes me realize why Nemesis was so bad in the second movie. Look at the base.
Yep.
Oh, look, they just cured him, too. Well, fuck, that was a waste.
Well, they did. Well, they do have 6 vials of the cure. Well, they had 6 vials of the cure. But wasn't the door sealed? Or was that something else? I don't remember. It's been a while.
Please bite Michelle Rodriguez.
God, you look like such ass. Yes. That's what the net of pipes are there, in case this happens. Why are you getting up?
Yes, put your head up, and then duck just in time. By no means should you just leave your fucking head down.
Tension! Oh god, he just beat her, he just whipped her in the face with his tongue. Wait, did it just scream? Zombie Michelle Rodriguez cracked her neck before she attacked him.
Because. Bite her!
Shoot her in the face, 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 do it, 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 do it. Convenient! And did you see the amount of emotion that he had on his face shooting her? It was...
None!
Par for the course. Yes, watch as his tongue gets set on fire. Because that's all they showed. Oh, good God! At some point, I need to stop being surprised at how shit this movie looks. But I just can't. That just looks terrible.
It must have been real hard for him to stand there and not react to nothing.
Yeah. Either that or he's the most boring person in the world. And actually just has no reaction to anything.
What's yeah, he's the exact way? He's the exact opposite of the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah.
Let's just say he'd make a good pairing for Kristen Stewart.
Yeah. What'd you do on Saturday night, Steve? I sat at home and watched TV. That's it.
He's like, I am the most boring man in the world. And when I drink beer, I always drink Coors Light.
Ew.
Or some other kind of beer that everyone hates. I don't know beers.
No, Coors Light is gross.
Okay. My joke did a funny. Wait, why is there blackness, eternal darkness on either side of the goddamn staircase? It's an unfortunate the way out of the facility also leads to the abyss of death. Hope no one puts a banana peel in there somewhere. I'll see you later. See you on Sunday. See you on Monday, Steve.
Let's
hesitate.
Let's hesitate and not give him the cure yet.
Yes. Yeah, fight the man. Yes, you have the proof of this vial of these couple of vials of things that have no linking, have no evidence linking them to Umbrella.
Please, Umbrella probably signed the DNA.
Yes, property of Umbrella Corporation. Instead of being a double helix of DNA, it's actually just like an umbrella of DNA.
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they'd already filed the patent.
Yeah. They just have a blog. They just have a blog up where they just say, where they're like just an umbrella scientist like blogging about how they're like destroying humanity. That's the guy's name.
You see? Oh, they're gonna destroy Nemesis.
Milojevic is the best goddamn actor in these movies. He can actually kind of emote.
He didn't even look worried while they were rolling him off!
No! He's just... What is happening? Can someone tell me what's going on? Why are you wheeling me off while strapped down to this chair? Why are there worms growing out of my arm? I am so worried and scared and nervous and hungry and tired.
It's okay.
Happy.
He emotes more in the second movie.
Yes! Well, at least the CG versions of his eyes do.
Yes, because that's a good idea. You know the infection is loose in the hive, and so you open it just to find out, just to check.
Yeah, for science. Yes.
And she just realized that the painkiller stopped.
Yeah. Yep, just rip needles out of your arms. Nothing bad could possibly go wrong. Except, you know, ripping things open. Wait, were those just two tubes of air leading into her head? Is she a predator now? A really naked predator?
I believe that's called a pedophile.
No, I mean the actual aliens, predators.
Oh, I know, but a really... A naked predator. A naked predator is called a pedophile.
Could just be he's found someone worthy of fighting. Like, I'm pretty sure when he fought Arnold Schwarzenegger, took off all his clothes. Except for his fishnets. He needed to get those
fishnets
on.
Fishnets stayed on.
Yeah.
Big bada boom!
Needed to be sexy. Or she's awake. Someone's under Bruce Willis. We need to get her fucked. This ominous guy walking in front of camera. Ooh. I feel like that thing might be more, like, might actually give you more coverage than an actual hospital gown.
You know, every time I've worn a hospital gown, they've let me keep my underwear on.
I don't think I've ever actually worn a hospital gown.
I feel lucky
gown.
With that.
They made me take off my underwear once I got into the OR.
Because that's how card readers work.
Remember, kids, if you want to bust into a facility using a card reader, just get a bloody needle.
Start poking around. See what happens.
Yeah.
Might get electrocuted, might get access.
Yeah. It's kind of a 50-50 chance. Nuclear medicine. The medicine of the future, the bombs of tomorrow.
Are you talking about the making nuclear bombs or cancer bombs?
Both. One bomb is a nuke, one bomb causes cancer. Or cures cancer, depending on how you look at it. Yep, Dr. Co. Just lying around. No need to hurt, no need to see her getting it. And, wow.
Sheltering your family, the Umbrella Corporation.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to see Detroit has stayed constant in the apocalypse. That's probably where they filmed this. There's clearly one off the street.
It's Toronto.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it is cheaper to film in Canada.
It does look like Detroit, though, and you wouldn't have to clear anyone off the streets. The housing crisis already did that.
Yeah. So they just cleared off all the dead bodies, put out a few of the fires. You know, they left a couple, but...
I'm not sure if this was done in Toronto, but the next movie is filmed in Toronto. And so I'll be pointing out all the places and how I know where they are.
Wow, look at that fake blood! Look out of that window at that fake blood. That was terrible.
Paul W.S. Anderson, you are not a good director.
But thank you.
Thank you, yes, but...
Yes, thank you for this.
Okay, let's find out who edited this.
Yeah. Jeez, well, thank you, Paul.
This is what I care about.
As well as Event Horizon. Event Horizon was awesome.
She didn't get bit again.
Yeah, yep. I owe you a coffee. I already said that. Like, 3 times.
I know you said I might have to, and when she got shot in the head, I didn't remember that.
Is this Slipknot?
Oh.
Alexander Burner!
Asking the wrong people.
Fuck you, Alexander Burner!
Visual effects supervisor, you too!
Yeah. Original score by Marilyn Manson.
Okay, that makes sense. And fuck you, Animated Extras International. And the Computer Film Company London. Fuck all of you. Okay. Cut it there. So that was Resident Evil. It's good. It's so bad, but it's really good. I love this guy. I love these goddamn movies. They are real terrible, but I love them. So, well, thank you all for joining us. So, Resident Evil Month will continue next week as we watch Resident Evil 2, which I believe is called Apocalypse.
Yep.
Yep. But we'll be having a special commentary track this Saturday. So please be sure to join us for the double tap as we finish off the Twilight franchise.
Bam.
Yep. We kill it. Put it to bed. Then we work on killing. Then we work on killing anyone involved in that. I have things in motion for Stephanie Meyer, but yeah. So we also coming up this week on the site. There will be the. So this goes up. Yeah. Okay. So yeah. So this Sunday we're gonna be having Anything Cast live. Please join us on allgames.com/chat. We'd love to hear from you guys. Then we'll be having. It's comics.
Yes, comics.
Comics on Wednesday, video, movies on Friday, maybe personal issues, who knows? As well as the commentary track for Resident Evil After Resident Evil Apocalypse. Yes. Then, another Anything Cast that Sunday, followed by Video Games Tuesday, Anime Thursday. We don't know what the anime call will be because we haven't decided it yet. And we're sure to come back to the site every day for news, possibly some reviews, videos, other shit that we do during the week that we're too that were too bored to actually come up with actual release schedules for or something. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I'm tired. I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovey One.
I'm Sir Child.
We'll see you guys next time.